Hello, is William there?
Where are you calling?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
I will.
You are certain to vote?
I am certain.
Thank you. May I know your age?
My age is 70.
Thank you. And what racial
birthday.
Or... Oh, really? Happy birthday. Well, late birthday. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I am a European American.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That went through
okay,
you, didn't
so...
it?
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year.
I am highly motivated. I am maximum
highly?
Motivated.
All right. So
maximum motivated. So you can write down the 10.
All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Does despise mean disapprove?
Is strongly disapprove? Okay.
Yes, strongly disapprove.
All right. Donald Trump as former. Thank you. Donald Trump as former president?
Highly approve.
Is strongly approve?
Highest you can put.
Yeah, that's the highest. Okay, thank you. Marcy Kupchur as congresswoman?
She has been worthless for her entire career.
Is strongly disapprove?
Yes, strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And Joe Biden as president?
Is there anything lower than strongly disapprove?
No, sir, that's the lowest one.
No, I'll have to do that then. Sorry.
We'll have to do that. Okay, no worries. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you don't know them, okay?
Okay.
All right, First Energy.
Well, if I have that continuum, I'll have to say favorable.
Favorable?
That's a highly qualified favorable.
Okay. All right. Marcy Kupchur?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable. As unfavorable as it gets, and then add some more unfavorability to it.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very. Okay. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank
catching
you.
A trend.
Joe
right
Biden?
Now. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. You already know the answers.
Dishonest, lying schmuck, if you have that category.
All right. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
There's a few I could do without, but I would... I'd go with that.
Okay. All right. And Derek Marion.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with him as I should be to be much more than that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat
Donald
Joe Biden,
Trump.
Or another?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Okay.
That'd be the third time.
All right, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Derek Marin.
If Marcy Kaptchur were running unopposed, I still wouldn't vote for her.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for a Democrat Marcy Kaptchur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
No chance at all.
All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read your statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes a difference because I'm completely not going to vote for her anyhow.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of truthfulness to it, but what it really misses is it's true she's a career politician, it's true she's been here for 40 years. And her vote to voice, she comes out of an absolute Democrat stronghold. This Lucas County is her home base. It has never voted for a Republican that I can think of. And she does whatever it is she needs to do to get the Democrats to reelect her. If Biden were to freeze the borders and say nobody should ever be allowed in, she'd vote for that if the Democrats were behind it. It doesn't matter what it is as long as it could get her reelected.
Okay. I understand. I have selected much less likely. All right.
Since I wasn't going to vote for her anyhow, it can't be any less, but sure, that's fine.
All right.
I'm okay. Less likely than not likely at all. Never mind.
Not likely at all. Okay, thank you.
She not only got the zero, she got in negative terms. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No worries, sir. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so, okay?
Sure.
All right. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would you like me to remind you of the options?
It has no effect on me. You can put doesn't have an effect.
No difference. All right.
Right.
Okay. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As major of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Same options to answer.
It has no effect. Mm-hmm. I would like to research that particular assertion in the Ohio legislature, though, because I have nothing better to do, but I think there's a lot of misstatement to that.
All right, no difference. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options to answer.
Those legal rights already exist. It doesn't affect me.
Doesn't affect you, okay, so no difference. All right, we're almost done. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
It has no effect, but Marcy Kaptur has made a multi-million-dollar fortune out of being in the legislature. She wasn't wealthy before she got. She's like a school teacher or something. She's a multi-millionaire.
Okay, so no difference.
That's hilarious.
In the collective one. Yeah. Okay. This is second to last statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mayne voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mayne even voted no on that. Same options.
It has no effect. And having just FYI, I retired a little over a year ago, having spent since 1982 as a recognized expert in Ohio workers' compensation. So I know exactly what that legislation was about.
Okay. All right. No difference has been selected. Thank you.
Now, I'll give you a tip, by the way. I don't know where you live. You're really pleasant to talk with, but I can tell from your pronunciation of some words that you didn't necessarily grow up in the United States. And one of the tricks that they use in writing legislation is to take a bill that is really bad, stick something really stinky in it, or really sweet smelling in it. So you have to vote against the really, really bad bill, and then they claim that you voted against the good one because it was stuck in with it. It was all or nothing. But in order to not get stuck with something hugely bad, you had to vote against the whole thing, although something nice was hidden within it, because you can't just vote for part of it. And then they all scream that you voted against the thing that's really nice. It's a standard trick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that.
You always have to watch that stuff.
I'll do. All right, last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Mayne was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mayne's corruption. Same options to your answer.
It doesn't affect me. There's more to that story than what that little question is. There was a massive, massive fraud. It was huge. There's no doubt about that, but there's more to the story of what trickle down was and what was happening with it afterwards. But there were some guys from First Energy that really, they got what they deserved, I'll tell you that. And then some.
All right, thank you. This is an open question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mayne? Or would you still vote for Mayne?
I would vote for him over Marcy Kaptur any day.
Okay. I'm typing in your
The best picture. Reason to vote for Derek Mayne is that Marcy Kaptur is running against him.
Okay.
If you were to run against Marcy Kaptur, there's a good chance I'd vote for you.
One moment, please. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mayne?
Republican Derek Mayne.
Thank you. All right. And these are the last few questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Sorry.
The last year of schooling was 2 years of doctoral work after I completed my Juris Doctorate.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
Independent. I'm a conservative independent. But, again, that question could be very badly written, because if they're perceiving independent as a party. I am not a party independent. I am independent of any party, no matter what that party is called. I prefer to call myself a conservative.
Okay. All right. Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity?
To my identity, not at all. To my personal welfare, a lot.
Okay. All right. In the 2020 election...
If you don't believe that, look at the fact we're paying more than $1 a gallon right now for gas than we were paying when Joe Biden took office. Look at the fact that inflation is higher by far than when he took office. And I know they claim inflation is dropping. Well, when it went up to 9% and it's not going up as fast as it used to, that's what they call dropping. If it was rising at you know, say 3% a month, and it's only rising at 2% a month now, they claim that it's dropping because it's not rising as fast. So it's all of the consequences of that stuff is personally important, but to my identity, I could care less.
All right. Thank you. Okay. In the 2020 election for president, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Options to answer include both candidates and include either did not vote or you refuse to answer.
Vote for Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time, your patience, and your participation, and it was a pleasure speaking to you today.
It's been very nice speaking with you. Good luck with the rest of your work.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. (Clears throat)